so good.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. Happy Mother's Day, mothers. We trust today that you're listening to the broadcast. And we do have a ray of sunshine coming your way. And happy Mother's Day to you. I trust today that everything's going well at your place. And we're doing as well as we could be expected. So let's get right into our broadcast today by doing this song for you. And we'll remember all the mothers today. We appreciate you. And we hope that you're listening to the broadcast.
When the world seems cold and your friends seem few, there is someone who cares for you. When you've tears in your eyes, your heart bleeds inside, there is someone who cares for you. Someone to care, someone the tears from your eyes. Here is child, and he cares for you. When the disappointments come and you feel so blue, someone to care for you. When you need a friend till the end, there is someone who'll be a friend to you. Someone to care, someone to share all your trouble like no other can do. He'll come down from the sky, brush the tears from your eyes. Here is child, and he cares for you. When you need a friend until the end, there'll be someone who'll be a friend.
Doing that song, yes, mothers do weep, and mothers are precious to us, and our mother's gone, and a lot of mothers in the listening audience today whose mother have done passed on. We'll be talking about that in just a moment. But anyhow, I want to wish you all a happy Mother's Day and a blessed reunion. And I hope you enjoy this one also. It says, my cup is full and it's running over. My saucer is full. I'm sorry.
Well, I've never made a fortune, and it's probably too late now. But I don't worry about that too much, because I'm happy anyhow. And as I go along life's journey, I'm reaping better than I've sown. drinking from the saucer. For my cup has overflowed. I ain't got a lot of riches. Sometime the going it gets rough. Oh, but I have a friend in Jesus. And that makes me rich enough. Now I thank God for all His blessing and His mercy He bestows. For now I'm drinking from my saucer. For my cup has overflowed.
Why, sure, I've been through some storms, and yes, I'm sure there's been times, well, when my faith must have gotten very, very thin. But you know what? It seemed like that one day, all at once, while those dark clouds moved aside and the old sun began to shine again. So Lord, help me not to grumble. Help me not to complain about all the tough roads that I've had to hoe. Because now I'm drinking from a saucer. Because thanks to you, Lord, my cup is now overflowed.
And if I should go on living, and if my way gets steep and rough, I won't ask for other blessings, for I'm already blessed enough. May I never be too busy, Lord, to help another bear their load. And I'll keep drinking from the saucer, for my cup has overflowed. Yes, I'll keep drinking from my saucer, Lord, 'cause my cup has overflowed.
Yes, sir, God has richly blessed us many, many times, and our cup has overflowed. I did that on a tape, and I gave it to a friend of mine, and he wore it out. He told me, should I wore it out playing it? And his wife lived after he did, and I visited her, and she said, I'm still playing that tape. And then she passed on. But anyhow, our cup has overflowed, and if we count our many blessings and name them one by one, just to count the many blessings that God has really, really done for us. And I want you to remember Martha. Martha, I went over to see her the other day, and she's really looking poorly. She's not eating like she ought to or doing the things that she ought to do. So let's pray for Martha and pray for me. Lift my hands up also. And I want to do this song especially for you. And Hank Williams does this song. I wanted to do it on myself, but I've never had any backup music to do it. But this one says, I dreamed about Mama last night.
I've just been to heaven with someone so true. I dreamed about Mama last night. She read me the Bible like she used to do. I dreamed about Mama last night. She never closed her eyes in sleep till we were all in bed. And on party nights till we came home, she often sat and read. We little thought about it then, for we were young and gay. Just how much Mama worried when we children were away. We only knew she never slept, and when we were out at night, that she waited just to know that we'd all come home all right. Why, sometimes when we'd stay away till one or two or three, it seemed to us that Mama heard the turning of the key. For always when we'd step inside, she'd call and we'd reply. But we were all too young back then to understand the reason why. Until the last one had returned, she'd always keep a light. For Mama couldn't sleep until she kissed us all goodnight. She had to know that we were safe before she went to rest. But she seemed to fear the world might harm the one she loved the best. And once she said, when you are grown to women and to men, perhaps I'll sleep the whole night through, I may be different then. And so it seemed that night and day we knew a mother's care. That always when we got back home we'd find her waiting there. Then came the night that we were called together round her bed. The children are all with you now, the kindly doctor said. And in her eyes there gleamed again that old-time tender light that told that she'd been waiting just to know we were all right. She smiled that old familiar smile and prayed to God to keep her children safe from harm throughout the years, and then she went to sleep. My dream is a treasure that I'll always keep. I dreamed about Mama last night.
Yes, sir. I dreamed about Mama last night. I can remember my mother just as she'd been gone for several years, but I can remember the last time I saw her, the last time I was with her, and we had some great words together, but she's gone to be with the Lord now, so I'll have to meet with her later on. So I loved her, I appreciated her, everything she did to help me along the way, and I know that she would say the same thing to you today if she was here. I remember my mother wanted me to come down to Greensboro and do a radio broadcast down there, and she wanted to help me with that. And my mother was a lay person in the church, and she was quite busy in the church, but her years come and gone. But mother was a great inspiration to me, getting me started. So I appreciate a good praying mother. So let's do this song for you right here, and then I'll be back to talk to you about your mother.
Something sweeter over time.
Life has been so good, I can't complain. For when I'm down, God gives me strength to rise again. When I'm so weary from the struggle of it all, but then I listen, oh how I listen for his call. And heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. Seems like lately it's always on my mind. For heaven You know, it's so hard when we lose a loved one to the grave. But yet I know that we have this blessed hope that Jesus, He gave. For my God, He's gonna wipe all the tears from your eyes. When we meet Him in that land beyond the skies, for heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. Oh, yes it is. Yes it is.
Seems like living. That's all that's on my mind.
I was walking from coming from Beckley one day. I wasn't walking, of course. I was driving a car, and I happened to see a young lady and a young boy walking beside the road, and my curiosity got up, and I began to stare at him, if you don't care for me saying it like that. I began to look at him, and I noticed the young man had overalls on and a T-shirt on, and he was holding the hand of this young woman who had a pair of shorts on, and I noticed that she was expecting a baby. And I just thought, as I went up the road, I said, well, I do hope that that mother becomes a good mother. You know, it's sad, but when you become a woman, it doesn't mean you become a mother. A mother is far different than a woman. You can have a child, you can raise a child, but being a mother is quite different than just being a mother to a child. You got to be a godly mother, first of all. I want you to just think about your mother for a moment. Now, I was thinking, when I was thinking about doing this broadcast today, I was wondering, I know that I've been with a lot of you when your mothers were changing worlds, and I've been with them when they were sick and afflicted, and many that had Alzheimer's disease, or they were out of their head and they didn't realize what they were saying. But that's not mother. That's not a mother. That's just a person. I go to see Martha sometime, and I just see that picture of a mother. That's not a mother at all. A mother is when they leave this world, they're going to leave with a smile on their face, even though they do have sickness and have Alzheimer's and have all kind of diseases. And maybe they're not the real person that they used to be. I remember that my mother was one of the biggest inspirations to me back in my younger days. I came home one night and I couldn't find the key to the door. And I knocked on the door. My mother answered the door. Here stood a gray-headed woman with hair hanging on down her shoulder. And I didn't hardly recognize my own mother, because my mother always kept her hair black and kept it up in a bun in the back. And I was just kind of startled when I saw her. And I noticed that she'd been weeping. And I said to her, I said, Mom, what's wrong? And she said, well, son, I've been praying. I've turned you over to God. And you know, I knew that my mother had been talking to God, and a mother that can talk to God. I mean, we need more praying mothers. We need mothers who can talk on to God. I mean, as though they're talking to someone. And she said, I've turned you and your brother over to God. And you know, my steps got heavy after that. I know that that was a turning point to my ministry. It wasn't but about a year later that I accepted Christ on the sidewalks of Roanoke, Virginia. I've always said it like this: my mother's prayers caught up with me. And I wonder, what do you remember most about your mother? Do you remember a praying mother? Do you remember a mother that would go around the house singing a song? My mother used to go around the house singing, "I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire, I'm a happy, happy, happy millionaire." And my father was a coal miner, and many times we had strikes, and they had to give us flour and beans down at the company store. But my mother would go around singing, "I'm a happy, happy, happy millionaire." And I just wonder, what do you remember most about your mother? Do you remember hearing her pray? Do you remember taking her to church and watch her get down on her knees and call to God and sing the songs of Zion, stand to her feet and say, always say, pray for my children? And that's what a godly mother is. And I love the scripture that said, and Jesus was being crucified, his mother stood by the cross. And you know, I thank God for a mother that'll stand by the cross. I mean, in this days and times, I know it's hard. It's hard for a young woman to start out, but listen, your mother was young one time. Your mother was a young person one time. She met this man, fell head over heels in love with him, if you don't mind that expression, but she did. She fell in love with him, and your mommy and daddy said, "You ought not marry that man," or vice versa, and the man said, "You ought not marry that woman." But they got married, they made a great union, they brought forth children, and now they're godly parents. And I know what I'm talking about this morning. And do you have that experience? Do you remember your mother like that? I remember my mother when she was laying in intensive care. She just had open heart surgery at 93 years old, and they did five bypasses on her, and then went back to do three more. I knew that my mother couldn't take that, but I went into the intensive care, and I reached down and kissed my mother on the cheek, and she looked up at me with her hand and just kind of waved goodbye. And that was the last time that I remember seeing my mother. She was smiling, and I was thinking today when I was getting ready to do this broadcast that how beautiful she was, that her so beautiful in countenance. She didn't look 93 years old at all. She wasn't withered and worn. She was a fair complected lady, and she loved the Lord. And you know, I can remember that. My daddy, God bless his heart, he died. And I remember when he died, he said, "I'm now going home to see my Lord." My mother lived a few years after him, but a godly mother is a mother that'll stand by the cross and teach their children the ways of God and teach them to pray. Take them to church. Don't send them to church. Take them to church. Go to church with them and be blessed by them. I remember my mother used to, I'd go and take her and I'd go back and get her, but it was such a great blessing when I could go and my mother would sit there and I would preach to her, and she would amen me, and that just put sparks in my ministry because my mother had prayed the prayer of faith. Hey, mother, you can pray the prayer of faith. You can call upon God, and you can lay those kids up on the altar, and you can say, "God, I'm not going to worry anymore." That's what my mother said. She said, "I'm not going to worry about you anymore. I put you on the altar, and now you belong to God." And my friend, my steps got heavy. I wasn't the man that I used to be. I was so weary and worn. And then on the sidewalks of Virginia, my mother's prayers caught up with me. And trust me today, I don't care what it looks like, and it looks hopeless, it looks helpless, and the devil will tell you there's no need of praying. I remember a man down in Danes. I was thinking the other day how that he was laying in the hospital, And people would come to the room, and he wouldn't let them come in and pray with him. Wouldn't let them come in and talk with him. And he said this elderly lady came. She had a Bible in her arm, and she stood at the door and said, "Sir, can I come in and see you?" And he said, "No, ma'am, I don't want no Bible-thumping woman in my room." And she said, "Well, can I stand right here and have a prayer with you?" And he said it withered his heart, and he said, "Well, come on in." Well, she came in. She won him to the Lord, read him some Scripture, and he confessed his sins. And I'll tell you, when he hit the front door of the church every night, he'd come in shouting and raising his hand and said, "Thank God, I know what I'm talking about. I've been there. I've been an old sinner, but now I'm saved by the grace of God." Don't give up on them. I don't care how they turn their back on you, how they say, "I don't want to hear that anymore." Keep praying, mama. Keep praying, because that day will come when they will turn to God. I will assure you that prayer is heard in heaven today over every sinner that repenteth of his sin. There is rejoicing in heaven over every sin that we commit. And when we ask God to forgive us of that sin, God will forgive us. And your mother has prayed the prayer of faith for you. Now you just step out in faith, believing God, and I'll guarantee you that by the word of God that you will be saved in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. I'm going to make it on home someday.
Well, when the Lord saved me, my sins forgave me, and he started me on my way home. He said, "Son, don't you worry, there's no need to hurry, for you won't have to walk it alone." And I'm gonna make it all home someday. Gonna make it all home someday. For my Jesus is leading me all of the way. I'll make it all home someday. So many times when I falter, I just find myself alone too, and I pray to everything it's alright. For in his word he assures me, on my knees he secures me, and I know he's gonna see me through the night. And I'm gonna make it all home someday. Gonna make it all home someday. For my Jesus is leading me all of the way, and I'll make it all home someday. Oh yes, my Jesus is leading me all of the way. Yes, I'm gonna make it all home. Yes, I'm gonna make it all home someday.
You see, the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the judgment. Are you ready for the judgment? Have you confessed your sins? Well, you can do that right now. Father, I call upon your name, the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, knees will bow. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. And Lord, I thank God that I confessed my sin a long time ago. And Lord, I know that you're the God that can do that. So I thank you for all of my listening audience today. I pray that there be some soul there that will find Christ real. I hope that I've said something, played a song, or done something that has touched some heart. But Lord, I pray the Holy Spirit will take every word I've said and minister to the people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, Mother, I appreciate you. I do want you to pray for Martha. She's not doing any good at all. She's not eating. She's not taking her medicine. She's just not doing any good. So goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mount.